Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thank you for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. So if it's June in the racing world, one thinks of the Kentucky Derby, right? Well, one does if he's talking about the 5 weeks late Derby, run on June 9, 1945. The winner was a colt named Hoop Jr. Foaled on March 15, 1942 in Winchester, Kentucky, Hoop Jr. was sired by Sir Galahad III, who already had sired two winners of the Kentucky Derby. Hoop Jr. sold as a yearling on Tuesday, August 10, 1943 in Lexington, Kentucky. Wartime restrictions prevented the shipment of horses by rail to the eastern United States, where yearling sales were typically held, so it was decided by breeders to have a home sale in central Kentucky. The sale site would be a tent placed on the grounds at Keeneland Racecourse. The man who bought the colt from the sale was Fred Hooper, a paving contractor and cattleman from Jacksonville, Florida, who owned a farm near Montgomery, Alabama. Hooper was just entering the horse business. The Sir Galahad colt that he bought that day in Lexington would literally be the first thoroughbred he ever owned, and he would name him Hoop Jr. in honor of his son. The sale price? $10,000. It was respectable, but many folks thought that the colt would bring much more. By comparison, the sale topper sold for $66,000. Still, Hoop Jr. had sold for double the sale average. Critics said he was light-bodied and had poorly made hocks, but others pointed to his balanced physique and the muscling around his hindquarters. One observer noted that the power in his hindquarters was tremendous. For his trainer, owner Fred Hooper would hire Ivan Park, a 38-year-old native of Idaho who had turned to training horses following a successful career as a jockey. Park found early success with Hoop Jr., winning on debut as a juvenile in February of 1944 at Hialeah Park near Miami. The colt would then post three stakes placings during the spring meet at Pimlico before winning a 5-furlong race at Suffolk Downs in 59 seconds flat. Park told Hooper that Hoop Jr. was suffering from sore ankles at that point, and so owner Fred Hooper suggested they give the colt a rest for the remainder of the year, get him ready instead to win the Kentucky Derby. Longtime members of the racing industry scoffed at Hooper's plans, dismissing them as typical of a novice owner. But Park took the message from his owner to heart. He rested the colt and pointed him toward the 1945 campaign. Because of wartime restrictions on racing, the schedule for the Kentucky Derby and the traditional three-year-old races leading to it had been altered considerably. A number of the preps had been canceled, and the Derby itself had been rescheduled from its original date of May 5 and would instead be run on June 9. Because of the uncertain nature of things, with no clear favorite established for the Kentucky Derby, a total of 16 horses passed the entry box for the Run for the Roses, a bulky field by standards of that era. Hoop Jr. drew post position number 12 and would have Eddie Arcaro aboard, fresh off a win in the Wood Memorial in New York. Hoop Jr. would be the second betting choice at 7-2, with Pot O' Luck from Calumet Farm carrying the favorite status at 3-1. A downpour on race morning had rendered the Churchill Downs track muddy, and few horses in the 1945 Kentucky Derby had run on a rain-soaked track. But Hoop Jr. loved it. He went to the front immediately and never looked back, crossing the wire 6 lengths in front of runner-up Pot O' Luck. Despite travel limits, a crowd of 75,000 spectators was on hand, wagering a total of $2.3 million on the card. The win by Arcaro was his third in the Derby, tying him at the time with Isaac Murphy and Earl Sandy as the winningest jockey in the history of the race. 1 week later, Hoop Jr. would run in the Preakness Stakes at Pimlico and would finish runner-up to Polynesian, but he would suffer a tendon injury in the process. Owner Fred Hooper decided to retire the colt to stud with a record of 4 wins and 4 runner-up finishes from 9 career starts. Hoop Jr. began his stallion career in Lexington at Charles Hagyard's farm, where he stood from 1946 through 1950. For the 1951 breeding season, Hooper relocated the horse to his farm in Alabama. At the time of his death in November of 1964, Hoop Jr. had sired just 120 foals from 16 crops of racing age, including 3 stakes winners. He was the 3rd Kentucky Derby winner to pass away in 1964, the others being Shutout and Venetian Way. We remember Hoop Jr., winner of the 5 weeks late Kentucky Derby, held on June 9, 1945. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.